After Anne Graham Lotz, the daughter of the late Billy Graham, finished praying at that National Day of Prayer in 2017, the pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas, Ronnie Floyd, offered an invocation about the killing of the unborn. Last year, in 2023, several members of Congress joined evangelical leaders at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., in a national gathering for prayer and repentance, and they asked God to forgive the many ways this country has strayed from His will regarding abortion. So today's podcast will include excerpts from their prayers. Lord, when we look across our country, we think about things that still breaks our heart, and forgive us of the deplorable, the wicked sin of killing the unborn, justifying it, and rationalizing. Oh God, in Jesus' name, please forgive us. A generation has been lost that you created and man has destroyed. God, please forgive us. Change our ways, change our mindset in this nation. This was a prayer by Ronnie Floyd. We thank you, Father, for your word that says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Before I formed you, you said in Jeremiah, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Pro-life lawyer Alan Parker, the president of the nonprofit Litigation Justice Foundation, who represented Norma McCorvey in the Roe versus Wade from 2000 to 2012, he prayed, "Father, you have heard our millions of prayers and acted graciously to end the supposed right to kill our own children. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Therefore, we repent of our own sins and those of the Supreme Court and for your church and for our nation. We have sinned and are sinning grievously against you in the murder of children. We have not boldly proclaimed and insisted that the sacred right to life in the 5th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution includes the life of children in the womb. In Jesus' name, please help us, save us, protect us, and defend us, Almighty God." Lisa Washington, the city director of Love Life Ministry based in New York, prayed, "Thank you, God, for protecting my life from abortion." And so, Father, we thank you for those that have been protected, including our own lives, and for your grace in forgiving her for her sin of abortion. And we, God, ask for forgiveness for all those who have. Father, we thank you for the parents who have not aborted their children but may have thought about it. But we publicly thank you for forgiving us of our sins and of abortion, and that you have brought healing and that you can bring deliverance. We repent on behalf of other men and women because of their pride, selfishness, and sexual immorality when it comes to this issue. Forgive the church for not spreading awareness and providing enough support to women who seek an abortion. We repent for the killing of 64 million innocent children. Lord, we call them a choice, but you through Ezekiel said they are your children. Lord, forgive us. Father, we want the pleasure of sexual intimacy, but not responsibility. We say, forgive us. You made it clear, Lord, that we are always to choose life, yet we choose death. Forgive us, Lord. And please forgive your church for being silent. Forgive our apathy, our inaction, when your word clearly commands us to rescue those that are appointed for the slaughter, to save those that are staggering to their death. Cause us to rise, mobilize your church, dear Lord, in Jesus' name.